You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on a Friday. Come on in, stay a while. Spent a lot of time first hour talking about the Clippers. Down 0-2, coming back. Desperation time. Game three. Got the win in convincing fashion. Game two tonight. Hawks at the Bucks. Game seven. Islanders and the Lightning. Congrats to the Canadiens. They beat the Golden Knights in overtime. They go on to the Stanley Cup Final. The Mavericks are hiring Jason Kidd. The Clippers handle the Suns 106-92. Chris Paul and Devin Booker, subpar performances there. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. You know, you talk about droughts, sports droughts. Canadiens, last time they went to the Stanley Cup Final, won it was 1993. They beat Gretzky and the LA Kings. Barry Melrose, I believe, was the coach of the LA Kings at the time. And you think about the proud tradition of the Montreal Canadiens, and you're going, oh, that's right, 1993. And then you start to think, you know, at my age, I go, well, 1993 wasn't that long ago. And then you realize, yes, it was. It was a whole generation ago. It was 28 years ago. We talk about the Phoenix Suns. Oh, yeah, remember when they were in the NBA Finals against the Bulls? That was back in 1993. That's a long time ago. And you start to think of a sports drought. All right, the Canadians, 1993. I mean, the Cleveland Indians, that's a sports drought. Detroit Lions, that's a sports drought. The Clippers, that's a sports drought. The Atlanta Hawks, that's a sports drought. Milwaukee Bucks, back in the early 70s. That's when they had Kareem and they had Oscar Robertson. But that's it. So you have these sports droughts that are still alive here. And Montreal is going to the Stanley Cup Final. The Indians are over seven decades. That's a drought. That's like, what's worse than a drought, McLovin?
Like a super drought? I don't know. I don't want to find out.
Oh, my God. Todd, what's worse than a drought?
Like a famine drought. Okay. So like the way you just
What was wrong with my answer? I thought you were searching for an actual vocabulary word.
Well, no. A super drought?
I don't know.
It sounds like something on the Weather Channel, though.
That probably a thing now. By the way, the Indians almost beat the Cubs, which would have been... That's the OG drought.
The Indians almost beat the Marlins as well, but they didn't.
The Eagles had a drought for a long time. City of Philadelphia had a huge drought.
Yeah. You got yours, you're good. It's like the Bears got theirs. You're good.
It really is like that.
Yeah, the Cubs got theirs. Like, we're good. Nothing to see here. Let's move on. Red Sox, of course, got theirs. Yes, Paul?
If you were a fan of a certain team and could sign a contract, you get one for the rest of your life. Like, if I'm a Cleveland Indians fan and I'm 40, I could sign a contract for next year and says, you're going to win the World Series, and you get to see it and go and all that stuff, and you're guaranteed to never win one in your lifetime.
Yeah, I'd take that.
I would have done it as a Cub fan if you asked me in 2010.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, if you said that to a Hawks fan, you're going to win the title and you'll never win another one in your lifetime. Ask a Detroit Lions fan. Sure. If we get one, you can take 10 years off my life. Go ahead. Because the Lions have taken 10 years off my life. Your Fast family is back. Fast and Furious F9 is now playing in theaters. Scan the code on your screen to buy tickets now. Isn't there something you do on your computer with F9? Is there... Am I like the keyboard? Is there something that happens with F9? Or am I just totally making something up here? I thought that signified something on your computer. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, the F9 updates fields on your computer, whatever that means.
I don't know if that's what I meant. Yes, Todd.
The key is most often used to open mission control on an Apple computer.
Okay. Yeah. I thought there was something with F9, but Fast and Furious, the Fast family, is back. It's a Friday, you know? I'm sorry. Friday. Yes, McLovin.
New poll, which is the best Fast and Furious? I have all nine listed here. Is there one that's better than the other?
They all sort of seem the same.
Yeah. One is, you probably get some credit for being one.
Oh, I loved one. That, you know, aside from Tokyo Drift, all the other ones were pretty good. You know, and I loved Paul Walker, Vin Diesel. Who's my Minka Kelly? Is she in there too?
Jordana Brewster.
Oh,
Minka Kelly. That's great.
Darn it.
She should have got Minka Kelly. Would be a great addition.
Hey, Jordana Brewster. That's okay. If that's my consolation prize.
Nothing wrong with her.
Yeah, not at all. Kevin Durant's social media feed takes some time getting used to. We want our star athletes to be honest. I hope that they always are. It makes my job easier. Sometimes KD can be too honest. And I'm not talking about missteps with burner accounts. Seems to have put that behind him. But if somebody calls him out, he likes to come back even harder. And the latest interaction was with Scottie Pippen. Scottie said LeBron would have found a way to lead his team to a series win where Durant fell short against Milwaukee. According to Pippen, Durant's problem was that he tried to do it all on his own. KD was not having anything to do with that. He brought up that Scottie wouldn't come into a playoff game because Phil Jackson designed a play for Tony Kukoc to take the last shot. Scottie took himself out of the game. We expect our stars to take the higher road sometimes in social media, but if you've ever been on a basketball court, that's social media. Like, you're talking trash during the game. And it's not like you have a helmet on. You know, you're right next to one another. You can say a lot of things. So social media seems to be a little bit better when they actually act like real people in real life. And I don't want to make KD mad either. He seems to be pretty good. Now, I don't know if Kevin should have responded to Scottie Pippen. Because Scottie was talking about in this GQ article, and the author is Tyler Tynes. So he's interviewing Scottie, and Scottie's promoting a bourbon. And by the way, I hope that bourbon does well, because Scottie didn't do well. But he's promoting a new bourbon line. And he started talking about the difference between LeBron and KD. And he said, when you're leading the troops, you got to know how to lead and win. KD, as great as his offense was, it turned out to be his worst enemy because he didn't know how to play team basketball. He kept trying to go punch for punch. Have you ever seen LeBron take a shot like that? He ain't going to take that shot. He's going to be smarter. He's going to force a double. That's what KD wasn't able to do. KD can score better than LeBron, but has he surpassed LeBron? Nah. He tried to beat Milwaukee instead of utilizing his team. You see what I'm saying? LeBron would have figured out how to beat them and wouldn't have been exhausted. And he may not have taken that last shot. LeBron ain't KD. KD ain't LeBron. Okay. I guess it's a fair criticism. It's just out of nowhere that LeBron is saying, or Scottie's saying this. Well, Kevin Durant responded on Twitter and said, Didn't the great Scottie Pippen refuse to go into the game for the last second shot because he was in his feelings? His coach drew up the play for a better shooter? He then follows up, this guy Scott also wanted to enjoy his summer, so he chose to rehab during the season. LOL, yo. They followed Phil, not you. Do they do a chalk outline of a body on social media? Because that's what they should do.
Chalked.
Yeah. Scottie, rest in peace there. Okay, Kevin Durant is different than LeBron. LeBron, we know, has been a facilitator. He's going to end up probably top five in assist and the all-time leading scorer in the history of the game. But Scottie made it personal about KD. If you criticized the team or said, you know what, our team would have shut those guys down, whatever it is. And remember, Scottie did this with the Golden State Warriors, I believe. This is a couple of years ago. He said, oh, our Bulls team would have swept them. Okay, it made news because he said it on our air. But, okay, I mean, Kevin Durant, what he did was Herculean. If you look, first of all, the last play in that game against the Bucks is poorly designed. Because KD is all alone, and his teammates are nowhere to be seen, nowhere to be found. I got the feeling, you know, Joe Harris didn't play well. James Harden didn't play well. I can facilitate. I mean, think about this. I can throw it to somebody 10 times. And if they can't make it the previous nine, do I keep throwing them the ball because I'm going to be a facilitator? Kyrie out, Harden coming back from the hamstring and wasn't playing well. I don't look at Kevin Durant as a gunner. I can tick off probably 15 guys that I would think are more volume shooters than Kevin Durant. But if I look at the situation here, Kevin Durant had to do all of this stuff. Do I think LeBron's a better player? Yes. Would I want LeBron on my team over Kevin Durant? Yes. But it's not that I dislike Kevin Durant. I think he's... I can look at Kevin Durant and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as maybe the two most unstoppable players. You can't guard Kevin Durant. And you can't guard Kareem. I got a 7-footer with a handle and range. All right, that's a damn good advantage you got there. But is he a better player than LeBron? No, he's not. But we get into these discussions, then it's an argument, and then all of a sudden this becomes semantics. You know, gifted, talented. It's like Aaron Rodgers. Oh, he's the most talented quarterback to ever play the game. Not the best, but the most talented. Okay. Brady's the greatest because of his resume. Okay. So this became a big deal. But the big deal was really what Scotty had to say about Phil Jackson. And that is that last shot in a playoff game, 1.8 seconds to go. And Phil Jackson calls Tony Kukoc's number during a timeout and Scotty sits down. Scotty said, you got to read between the fine lines here with that decision by Phil. And then he says it was a racial move to give Tony Kukoc a rise. How that doesn't bring up a follow-up question to say, are you calling Phil Jackson a racist? And of course he is. This is game 3, 1994 postseason between the Bulls and Knicks. I got more of a problem with that than I do that he's calling out KD. I mean, Scotty has his opinion, okay? He's a top 50 player. He's a Hall of Famer. He's got 6 rings. I loved watching him as a player. As fine an all-around talent who's ever played the game. Could do everything that you needed. But calling Phil Jackson out? How does that not bring about, elicit a, wait, you're calling Phil Jackson a racist here? But I haven't seen a follow-up. I haven't seen a correction by Scotty. But man, did he do a disservice to Phil Jackson. Because that's just hanging there. That's like a marine layer. You're going, oh, it'll burn off eventually. Yeah, I don't think it'd be that easy. All right, poll question, McLovin.
Whose career do you want, KD or Scottie Pippen? 56% KD. By the way, I looked up the ESPN.com top 100 list from a couple years ago. Yeah. KD was already 14 and Pippen was 21. So, and I think Durant might even move up higher. So if you look at it that way.
Scottie is a great team player. Not a solo artist. And if he doesn't have those 6 titles, if he has 3 titles, like he's not a top 50 player of all time. But he was there with Michael. And he did whatever needed to be done to allow Michael to do what he was going to do. And they were rock stars. It's like Dennis Rodman did what he was supposed to do. So, I mean, Scotty is Keith Richards. He's not Mick Jagger. And I think it bothers him. I think the documentary, The Last Dance, I think that hurt him. I think Jordan did him a disservice. Now he's got a book coming out. And who knows who he's taking shots at in that book that's coming out. But, you know, Michael did him a disservice. Yeah, McLovin.
KD is 32. Kind of needs to win. To get into like top 5, top 10, does he need to win a couple more?
He's a top 10 player. I think he'll be a top 10 player of all time.
He could have won that one against Toronto, too, if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, but he did. I mean, Magic could have won another title if he didn't get hurt. Like, you know, Larry Bird could have won more titles if he didn't hurt his back. I mean, the sport is littered with that. I mean, if Anthony Davis doesn't get hurt this year, what happens to the Lakers? Like, you can always do the what if, but you got hurt. I don't know why everybody's focusing on the Kevin Durant, Scottie Pippen part of this. I guess because Durant responded, and if you can include a little secret here, folks, if you can include LeBron into a conversation, you're going to get clicks. Yeah, Paul.
Pippen also said he thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to come back on time. I didn't mention that, but in the GQ article.
I didn't see that. I didn't read the whole article. Is that true? Okay.
Yeah, he said something about
it. All right. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, where is he on the Pro Football Focus top 50 list? They just put this out. I got some real questions here. We'll take a break. We'll discuss that coming up next. It's 16 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. M Drive. You can hear it in my voice. I got energy, right? You can hear it every single day. Took my M Drive this morning. M Drive Boost and Burn supplement that can help you drop those unwanted pounds and give you that energy boost that you need for your summer plans. Paulie was looking at me today and he said, I think I can see a 4-pack through your t-shirt. Yeah. And I said, look closer, you'll see 6.
And then you pulled your shirt up, which
yes,
is awkward.
Yes, I did. I know. Well, I was acting like Max Scherzer, like I was willing to take off my clothes. You were inspecting me. M-Drive Boost and Burn at Walgreens Rite Aid Vitamin Shop or mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose except for some LBs. Get strong, get lean, look your best. mdrivedan.com. Tough to keep off the weight as you age. Fight back with M-Drive Boost and Burn. Go to mdrivedan.com or Walgreens Rite Aid Vitamin Shop. Don't let age beat you, Todd. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Is a combined no-hitter really a no-hitter? We'll discuss that. Two best words in sports, game 7. What are the two worst words in sport? Yes, Todd?
Load management's got to be up there.
Okay. All right. All right, we'll get some phone calls. If you can beat that, the two worst words in sports. If the two best are game 7, and we have that tonight, what are the two worst words in sports? Pro Football Focus has put out its list of the top 50 players in the NFL. Now, I'm going down the list a little bit here. And I agree with a lot of the names that are in here. I was surprised at a few names that were in here, some a little too high, some a little too low. I have a real problem with Josh Allen being the 40th best. But I want to have some context here because we're all about context. Steve Palazzolo, Pro Football Focus, senior analyst, host of Pro Football Focus, the NFL podcast. All right. Give me context here, Steve, of how you came up with the 50 best players in the NFL.
Yeah, the context behind it is essentially all positions are created equal just for this exercise. We're not worried about positional values. You know, obviously, if we were, it'd be all quarterbacks and that'd be it. So that's the first step. And then it's looking forward. It's looking to 2021. So it's taking not just last year, but, you know, multiple years of information and then saying, okay, who are the best players going forward based off everything we know, and again, not worried too much about the quarterback being the most valuable player on the field.
Okay, what makes Aaron Donald number one on the list?
We grade every player on every play, Dan, and he is just dominant, you know, from a pass rushing standpoint, from a run defense standpoint, and it's been like that for, you know, since he entered the league. He's been the highest graded interior defensive lineman every year since his rookie season. And he just does it all. And it's one of those things that shows up when he plays 800, 900 snaps, it shows up more than just sack totals and tackle numbers. He's just the most unblockable player that we've ever seen, really, in the PFF era.
Then you have Patrick Mahomes 2, Travis Kelce 3, Quentin Nelson 4, Devontae Adams 5, Khalil Mack is 6, Tom Brady 7, Bobby Wagner 8, George Kittle 9, Aaron Rodgers 10. I can't put Brady that high. Wagner, I like, but, you know, like Khalil Mack, they're not playing in really meaningful games. Give me your rationale. Yeah, give me your rationale.
Yeah. So with Brady, you know, he was our number two graded quarterback last year. Now it was behind Aaron Rodgers, but again, we're taking body of work. So until Brady really shows physical decline, he's our highest graded quarterback, not only, you know, of the PFF era, but of the last 4 years, of the last 5 years. So we gave Brady the nod there.
Okay.
With Wagner, it's really a tough time for linebackers in the NFL. Offensive coordinators are just attacking linebackers. Everything that they're spending right now, this entire offseason, thinking of ways to make Bobby Wagner and other linebackers' lives miserable. But Wagner has been the clear top linebacker in the league since Luke Kuechly retired. And a guy like Khalil Mack is similar to Aaron Donald. It's just the down-to-down consistency. The sack totals might fluctuate a little bit, but as far as just winning one-on-ones and being a force in the run game, that's where Khalil Mack shines every year.
Give me your biggest surprise.
It's Bryce Callahan. Does anybody know Bryce Callahan here? The cornerback for the Denver Broncos. Look, so early PFF era, we started this in 2008, and Chris Harris of the Broncos was like the first guy where we kept grading him well, and people started to catch on. Maybe this guy's pretty good. Bryce Callahan could be that next guy. He has graded well with the Chicago Bears, with the Denver Broncos. He's done it in the slot. He's done it outside. He's only 5'9", 188. He shouldn't be that good, but we grade production, and he's just been really productive every time he's been on the field.
The one that stood out more than anything else is Josh Allen is 40 on this list, and I don't think anybody was more valuable to their team last year than Josh Allen was. What am I not seeing?
He was fantastic last year. I think you just have to take the entire body of work. So if you look at Josh Allen, he was average to below average his first 2 years. Last year was a legitimate breakout season. So the fact that he's even on the list after being a below average quarterback, probably the 28th, 30th best quarterback his first 2 years in the league. I mean, I think that's just a testament to how much he's grown in the short area, intermediate area, his accuracy, decision-making's gotten better. So look, Allen was fantastic last year. I just think let's see it for one more year. You know, is he going to regress a little bit, or is he there? Is he an official superstar? And if he is, he'll be in that top 10 to 20 range probably next year.
You got Dak Prescott at 50. Is that higher than you thought, lower than you thought?
Honestly, I think it was close between Dak, between Lamar Jackson. If another quarterback didn't land on the list, I wouldn't have been all that upset. I think there's a cutoff between the Mahomes, Brady's, Rodgers, and Russell Wilson's of the world. And then again, Josh Allen kind of in that gray area. I think it is a big year for Lamar to maybe, you know, get back to that MVP caliber self. But with Dak, I think what we've seen is he's played, when he's been on the field the last 2 years, the best football of his career, trending in the right direction. I think we saw how valuable he was for the Cowboys last year after he went down. So a lot of things for Dak pointing toward him moving in the right direction to be that top 7 or 8 quarterback moving forward.
And this is based on a body of work.
Yeah.
So if it was just based off of last year, how different would this list be?
Yeah, and so we do a list, you know, at the end of the season that is just looking back. It's like, we do a top 101, and it's just the 2020 season. Josh Allen would be much higher. You know, so Dak obviously wouldn't be on the list. He only played the 6 games. So, multiple year sample sizes do matter, right? And the way a guy's trending but also not overweighing too much of 1 year. So I think there's a lot of guys on this list where it's like, hey, just prove it for one more year, and then you might be moving up the list for next year.
Yeah, you know, I love Quentin Nelson, and I thought that would have been enough for Andrew Luck to stay. But it feels like Quentin Nelson's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's funny because as soon as he came out, you know, so because we do, you know, some analytics and we grade tape, you know, we have a little battles with the offensive line community that thinks, you know, maybe you don't know exactly what the offensive line's doing. Quentin Nelson's the one who kind of like brings us together. The offensive line gurus love him. The analytics love him. He grades well. He finishes plays. He was outstanding at Notre Dame. Yeah, he is on a Hall of Fame track. He's been the highest graded guard since entering the league in his 3 years.
If we looked at this right now of guys who are Hall of Famers right now, is Aaron Donald a Hall of Famer, yes or no? Right now?
Yes, absolutely.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yes, he will be.
No, yes. Right now.
Oh, right now? I think Mahomes is already, yeah. He's been a star.
I'd say no. Travis Kelce?
I think Kelce is, okay. Yeah.
Quentin Nelson?
You can't say now for only 3 years for a guard, I would say no right now.
Okay. Devontae Adams?
I'd say no right now. There's too many good receivers in this era.
Khalil Mack?
I think Mack is, yeah. We've got big body of work.
Bobby Wagner?
Yes. Him and Kuechly are the two best linebackers of their era.
Zach Martin?
Not yet, no.
DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh man, all the receivers are tough, man. There's so many productive receivers, yeah. Right? How do you separate those? I don't know if Hopkins actually is.
Now, are we using opinions or calculations when you're coming up with these lists?
Yeah, so it's based off, again, we grade every player on every play. We put a grade out there. We can look at one-year grades, multi-year grades. It's not automated, but it's using that as a foundation. And then there's a little bit of intelligence that goes into, you know, how are guys used? How often have they been on the field? So it's based off PFF grades with a little bit of our own intelligence over the top when putting the list together.
Give me your top three most talented teams right now.
Well, the Bucs and Chiefs definitely have to be up there. And then the Cleveland Browns are up there. When you talk about just pure roster management, the Cleveland Browns have done incredible work. Offensive line's outstanding, good group of playmakers. They've rebuilt that secondary, which really hurt them last year. The Browns have very few weaknesses as a roster. The Bucs are clearly in their own, you know, realm as far as they don't have any weaknesses. They're running it back from the Super Bowl year. The Chiefs are a little top heavy with their stars, of course, with Mahomes, Kelsey, and Tyreek Hill. But the Browns are one of those teams that's just so good all around and one of the most talented in the NFL.
The least talented team in the NFL is?
I think the Texans, the Houston Texans, Detroit Lions are battling for that. They're both rebuilding.
So they should trade Deshaun Watson if they can.
Based off all the moves they made this offseason, yes. I mean, the Texans are 2 years removed from being a playoff team. Last year they fell apart because the defense was horrible. And yes, they should definitely, they're in full rebuild mode in Houston. And they signed about, you know, 20, you know, mid-tier type of free agents this offseason. So it looks like more of an expansion team in Houston right now.
Where do you label rank Kirk Cousins?
I rank a lot of quarterbacks in that middle tier, and it's kind of like the old like number three starter in baseball. You know, a guy that eats up a lot of innings, and 1 year he can win 15 games, another year he can win 10. I think with Cousins and a lot of the mid-tier quarterbacks, when you get that good group of receivers, when you get that good offensive line, they'll produce. And Cousins has always had a nice group of receivers, so he'll produce at a top 10 type of level statistically, but I don't think you're asking Kirk Cousins to go and carry your team like you are some of those top-tier quarterbacks. So he's in that middle tier like I think maybe 10 to 12, 15 other quarterbacks are.
Being a former minor league pitcher, I'm curious what you think of spider tack and all of the substances. How did you cheat is what I want to know, Steve, when you were in the minor leagues.
I did not cheat enough because I didn't make it out of the minors, Dan. I mean, I hated having any sticky substances on my fingers. I hated it. I thought it was just a little bit of help for grip that guys used it for. And then I didn't realize it was an increase in spin rates and all that stuff. So I consider it a missed opportunity. A good scuffed ball was nice, though, for me, because it was good for my splitter. You get a little crazy movement on that if you get a nice scuffed ball. But not that I ever did that intentionally.
But who scuffs it?
It's more of a luck thing. Like if I wanted to cheat, you know, you throw a little sandpaper in there, but every now and again, the umpire keeps a scuffed ball in there and you get it and you just put it in the right spot to get that extra movement.
But a catcher can help you. Your third baseman could help you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You get some of that. I never intentionally did that, which is why I never made it. But yeah, if you want to scuff, you talk to the right people.
The statute of limitations is up, Steve. You're good. Like, you know, you can tell us how you were cheating.
True. Not enough, again, apparently. I didn't, the spider tack stuff. I want to go throw right now.
Yeah, I know. See what it looks like. I know. Hey, great to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us. We love the work that Pro Football Focus does. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Dan.
Steve Palazzolo, a former minor league pitcher and apparently an accidental cheater. Yes, Paul.
Isn't he like 6'9"?
Yeah.
And he was a pitcher?
He's a tall drink of water.
Dang.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
Look at the list. So in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers has the top-ranked wide receiver in the NFL and the top-ranked left tackle.
And David Bakhtiari.
I believe, yeah, it's top. So that's why would you want to leave that?
You don't want to leave that. That's why I've said all along Aaron Rodgers wasn't leaving. I just don't know when he's showing up. He's not leaving. I just don't know when he's showing up. All right, some phone calls in here. Tim in California. Then we'll get to the worst words in sports. If the two best words in sports are Game 7, what are the two worst words? Tim?
Good morning, DP and Danette.
Morning.
Talking about Scottie Pippen, this story is just extremely fresh in my mind because when I heard this coming out of Scottie Pippen's mouth, I just was like in shock because the next day after he didn't go in for the play, all the fans booed him. And so after the game was over, one of the reporters asked him, how did you feel about your own fans from Chicago booing you? And his reply was, well, if I was a white guy, they wouldn't have booed me. And I was just like, are you serious now? So I was just kind of shocked about that. Just wanted to chime in.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim. I just want clarification from Scotty. Yeah, I mean, I try to be fair to everybody. I might not agree with what somebody says, but I at least want the context of what Scotty was saying. Does he realize that he's calling Phil Jackson a racist? Directly, indirectly, accidentally? Like, if it's a racist move, then don't you have to be a racist to do it? Like, I'm just trying to get the backstory on this. Give me other examples there. If Scotty truly feels this, then that's the bombshell in all of this. Not that he called out KD. And I think what he's saying about, there's truth in what he's saying about KD. He's not LeBron. LeBron's not KD. He's not a facilitator. I just think that what the Nets did this year, I don't know how many plays were diagrammed. You didn't have the lineup together. Harden was out of shape, came back. The hamstring stayed with him. Kyrie was in and out of the lineup. KD, who was the unhealthiest, you would think, coming into this season, was wonderful. Did everything that you wanted. And it was a Herculean task. Does LeBron make his team better? He makes them different. If you throw the ball to somebody, but they don't make the shots, are you a great facilitator? Or are you now making bad decisions? Like, why did you throw him the ball? You know, has LeBron taken inferior talent to the NBA Finals? Yes. I've said many, many times on this show. That Cleveland Cavalier team that he took to the Finals against the San Antonio Spurs was as bad as we've ever seen a representation in the NBA Finals. It just was. You had guys who couldn't start for most teams in the NBA, and they went to the NBA Finals. Can KD do that? No, he cannot. KD is going to be one of the top 10 players of all time. He's just different than LeBron. Would LeBron have made the Nets better this year? He would have made them different this year. You didn't have a cohesive unit. When they played, it was, you know, it was fun. It was an and-one mixtape. But they weren't there together. And when it came down to who's going to take the last shot, well, there was nobody else to take the last shot. Kevin Durant was exhausted, and I thought the last play that he shot, which was an air ball, was poorly designed. But I don't think anybody's ever said Kevin Durant was selfish, because he's not. He's never led the league in field goal attempts. Not once. But he's led the league in scoring. I mean, he's fascinating. Is he better than LeBron? No. He's not. But, you know, that's not a... Just because you're not better than LeBron doesn't mean, oh my gosh, you haven't had a successful career. You're not one of the greats of all time. Because he is. So Scotty's saying that. It's just Scotty's opinion. I mean, if you're the second best player of your generation, that's okay. I think you'll be okay with that. And it feels like KD and LeBron have a good relationship. They did a commercial together. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's a real beef. Like, you're the second best player on the planet. All right. I'm good with that. All right. We'll take a break. Phone calls coming up. Oh, we're stacked up. Everybody's got the two worst words in sports. If the two best are, and they got to be clean, by the way. Marvin, make sure when you're screening that these are clean words that they have, the two worst words in sports. Also, a combined no-hitter, is it really a no-hitter? And you had the Cubs bullpen didn't even know they were throwing a no-hitter. And we'll take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. I forgot I had a radio show over there hitting golf balls on the simulator. Get to your phone calls. The two worst words in sports. By the way, Fritzy has a limerick off with one of our listeners coming up next hour. I have to come up with the topic for the limerick. And this is for a shower of shame.
It is.
Yeah. How about Durant and Pippen?
Ooh.
Okay.
That's a nice topic.
You got an hour to get ready for your limerick, somehow combining Kevin Durant and Scottie Pippen. Okay?
I like it.
All right. Todd also has his suggestions. Two worst words in sports. All right. Run down the list, then we'll get some phone calls.
Okay. So we had load management. So moving on, rain delay. Ugh.
Okay.
Sold out, if you're looking forward to going to a particular game. Intentional walk. Makeup call. It's a hyphen, so I've made two words, I think two and a half words. Commercial break. Under review, which could take a very long time. Under protest, when, hey, that's not fair, we're protesting. Own goal, that's, ooh, not good.
Saw that yesterday.
Bench warnings, umpire warning the benches. Hey, no more.
No, I can't.
It's... Okay, obstructed view.
All right.
Quiet, please. I don't like when the tennis judge says that. I think you should be able to scream at all times, just like in golf. And foreign substances / pine tar.
All right.
These are two words.
Sean in Idaho. What are the two worst words in sports, Sean?
Good morning, Dan. Happy Meat Friday. Well, Fritzy just stole my thunder. We were going to go with commercial break. So I guess all I got is suck it back row.
It's more than two words. Mo in Arizona. Hi, Mo. Welcome back. Two worst words in sports.
Good morning, Dan. Two worst words in sports are, uh-oh.
Okay. David in Texas. David?
Good morning, Dan. The two worst words are swept again, and you won't find any cleaner.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, Paulie.
Tommy John has to be
there. Ooh.
I know it's a name, but yeah, Tommy John.
That's two words.
There's rarely any good news around that.
Yeah.
Wide right.
Ooh.
That's never good either.
Or wide left.
Part ways. Coaches part ways with the team.
Mm. Any other ones? McLovin, you got one?
There was a broadcaster's name I was going to say, but I'm not going to say it. It was tweeted at us.
Okay, what is it?
It's Twitter. I'll tell you off air. I don't want to say it.
Oh.
We're going to skip this one for right now.
Oh, so... is this a friend of the show?
No.
It's not a hello friend of the show. So don't worry about that.
Is he a Fox broadcaster?
Let's just skip Let's just skip it.
Oh, okay. I see what you did with
that. Jokes. Okay. It's just jokes.
Yeah. Tweeted at us. No.
It's just jokes.
Barry in Long Island. Hi, Barry. Welcome back.
Good morning, fellas. Worst two words in sports, mock headline. No offense.
Wow.
Thank you, Barry.
Friday.
Wow. That's Barry.
What is
Barry's,
that about?
Barry's a member of the tribe, and he's taking a shot.
I can't believe he just did that to me.
Man. How dare him.
It's cold.
Rex in Ohio. Hi, Rex. What's on your mind?
Hey, D. How you doing?
Good, Matt.
Well, this is for Michigan fans. Ohio State.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Rex. Thank you. That's a good, nice little shot there. 877-3DP show. Email address DP at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP show. Ryan in Iowa. Hey, Ry, what do you have for
me? Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I got two worst words in sports for you. Vacated titles.
Okay. All right. I'm fine with that. Although they don't vacate them. Certainly not in baseball. It's a Friday. Look, I don't... this is positivity Friday, right? It's a meat Friday. Everybody's in a good mood. Yes, McLovin.
Along those lines, how about the deflator?
Okay.
Now, those are two funniest words in sports.
That was funny. That's your nickname.
Lost some weight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's why.
What a coincidence.
It's like, you know, Jay Williams of the Mothership said that his Twitter account got hacked. And somebody put in there that, you know, the Celtics have finally hired a person of color to be their head coach. Of course, they had a player coach named Bill Russell to start out with. They had the first all-black starting five. Doc Rivers in there, Casey Jones in there. And then Jay Williams said that his Twitter account was hacked. Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
I've never been a hacker, but if I was going to hack someone, especially Jay Williams, who probably got a lot of money, I'd probably look for bank account numbers or social security numbers. I probably wouldn't set him up to make an off-handed comment about the history of the Celtics coaching situation to embarrass him on a national platform. Hey, guys, we got Jay Williams' social security number. We're going to hack him. Let's get all his dough.
You know what? We've hacked his Twitter account. What do you want to do? How about we say the Celtics have finally hired a person of color to be their head coach? Yes!
Nice, bro.
Yes, yes. Hey, give me some dap.
You can't dine out on that, but it'll embarrass them.
Yeah, but like, if you're going to hack somebody, would you hack them like that?
It's the best.
I mean,
that moment of finally getting in. Yeah. All right, we're in.
We cracked it.
Now what do you want to
yes.
do?
Yes. Now what do we do?
Say something dumb about the Celtics.
Yeah. guys in it, you know, some room jumping up and down. Yeah. Look at that. Look at the reaction.
You look so stupid.
Hey, dude, I just got Orlovsky's bank account numbers. Let's make him say that Cam Newton's going to be an MVP candidate.
Yeah. Like, what? You can just say you made a mistake. My bad. Whatever. But I don't know. If somebody is going to hack your account, I just don't think they would do that. And you can only use that once, right? That your account got hacked. Oh, God.
Like Skip Bayless should do that for the past 12 years. Hey, my account was hacked.
Kale in Florida. Hey, Kale, what's on your mind?
Hey, DP, how you doing today?
Great.
Happy New Friday.
Yep, thank you, sir.
Two worst words in sports have indubitably got to be TV blackout.
All right, TV blackout. All right, that was big back in the 80s. Let's see, what else do we have here? Dylan in Nashville. Hey, Dill.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Happy New Friday.
Thank you, sir.
Two worst words, double doink.
Oh, okay. We'll play off double doink there. Yeah, we always talk about, man, game seven, two best words in sports. There are a lot of words that aren't good in sports. Yes, Eden.
Todd's limerick.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. We got a mock headline shot.
Mock headline.
I like your limericks. Mock headlines, not as much.
Not as much.
Not as
Friday. So that means you like them just a little less.
No, a lot less.
A lot less.
A
Friday,
lot.
1 hour left in the show. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah. You got a guess for the final hour, Todd?
I don't, but I wrote my limerick already.
Oh, you wrote your limerick?
I did. I don't know if I need to rework it or write another one, but I have an initial draft.
And Christian in Maine, I believe, is your competition, and the audience is going to decide this. For a shower of shame. Final hour, no guest. Coming up, Seton Pauly, Fritz and McLovin. Here's Julian Dan Patrick Show. Close out the second hour, Simply Safe Home Security. It's all there in the name, the title. It's simple for you to install, probably 30 minutes or less. You don't have to have a technician, an electrician. Nobody's coming into your house, but it is safe. The Simply Safe Home Security founders, Chad and Eleanor Lawrence, designed their first security system. They were in their kitchen, and they did it for a personal reason, because their friends had just had their home broken into. They were struggling to find a security system that was simple to set up, but would make them feel safe. What I love about Simply Safe? Well, there's a lot of things. They've been doing this for the last 15 years. They've been partners of ours for over a decade now. No contracts to sign, no hidden fees. They have highly trained security experts ready whenever you need them. There's always somebody on the other end of the phone. If there's a fire, a burglary, a medical emergency, even just setting up the system. Go to SimplySafeDan.com, customize your system, get a free security camera, get a 60-day risk-free trial. There's nothing to lose at SimplySafeDan.com and tell them we sent you.